Kalim chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Klei Cheresh Yesh Lo Shlosh Sfayah. So your earthenware utensil that has three rims. So here's a picture of it. As you can see, it's like, yeah, three round circular rims. Right? Can you see that? It's got like three...
It's like stepped.
So it's got three circular rims, and then the middle one has the opening to go into the container. Right, and then three rims. So you've got your opening into the container, and around that you've got your three rims. That's for the guys on the thing who can't see the picture. Okay, so pnimis odefis. If the inner ring is higher, the inner rim, than the other two rims. So now, hakol tahor, everything is going to be pure, meaning that this container can only become tamei if something either touches inside the container, or if you hold a sheretz inside the inner ring. But the outer two rings are considered part of the outer wall. And as we learned before, an earthenware container can't become tamei through its outer wall. So from the inner ring and outwards, can't become tamei. And from the inner ring in, that's what can become tamei, because the inner ring is the highest. Hachitzoino defis, if the outer rim is the highest, then hakol tamei, then anywhere inside there can become tamei. Because the outer wall is the highest, the whole thing inside there is considered inside the container now. So any, right, okay. Haemtzai is odefis, if the middle one is highest, could probably guess now, once we, so, mimena velif nim tame, from that middle ring and inwards can be considered tame, and mimena lechutz tar, and from there outwards is considered pure, because that's considered part of the outer wall. Hayu shavos, if the rings are all the same height, right, now nothing's higher, they're all three rims of the same height. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Cholchin Hamtzas. He said, we take the middle ring and we split it. And from there on in is considered inside the container. And from there out is the outside of the container. The Chachamim Omrim, they say, Hakol Tahor. No, everything would be pure only from now the middle, only inside the middle, you know, the inner ring would be pure. And that's if they're all the same height. Klei Cheres Ma'amasa Mekablim Tuma, and then slight change of topic. Earthenware utensils, when do they become susceptible to impurity? Meshiat Sarfu Bakivshan, when they are baked in the kiln. Vihi Gemar Bulachdan, because that completes their manufacture. So only at the point, until they're baked in the kiln, that obviously hardens them and makes them like a proper utensil. Only at that point are they considered an earthenware utensil. But before that, they're not considered a utensil yet.